How's it going, everybody? This is Brian, and welcome to another episode of Compi Crew Podcast. I'm going to be your host for today, and of course, I have Dan.
Yep.
And we got Jimmy back.
What's up?
Yeah.
And Jimmy's finally in video, so you get to see all of his glory.
My glory.
Delicious man.
I wore a hat for this reason.
Beanie Boys.
Beanie Boys.
Fuck you, Brian.
I know. Here we go again. Like, fuck you, Brian, for no beanie. I'm like, I'm sorry, man. I didn't get the memo.
Before we came over, I texted Dan, I was like, beanies?
Beanies?
Mm-hmm. Don't tell Brian.
But how have you been, Jimmy?
I've been good. You know, can't complain.
Nice.
Living
nice.
Life.
How is the Rona situation?
It's good. Good.
Yeah.
good. Oh, sick.
I'm being very positive about it.
But I know what you've been doing while you were quarantining or?
Nothing.
Nothing?
I was doing nothing.
Well, what were you just showing us? You were playing a game.
What was I showing you? Oh yeah,
you were playing a certain game.
I have very bad memory. yeah, I was playing Arkham Knights. It's very fun. I highly recommend it.
I was gonna say it's a pretty controversial because I heard very bad takes on it, but then you showed me some gameplay and your opinions, and
it's fun.
It looks good. It looks fun.
If you're gonna compare it to the old Batman games, then you're gonna be very disappointed. But if you're just going in blind and just want a fun beat 'em up game, it's fucking great.
Cool.
How's the story?
I fell asleep during a lot of it.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Well, because I was playing it late at night, and then, like, the storyline, like, the beginning of the game, it was, like, a fucking 30-minute, like, introduction, and I was like, what the fuck is this? And I sat there. I put my controller down. I got myself, like, a drink. I made myself a hot chocolate. I cooked myself dinner. I'm like, fuck, it's still going on.
Still going. Oh, God.
There's, like, a little move, but, yeah, no, the cutscenes are pretty long, so, like, okay. I was playing it at night, so one of the cutscenes I fell asleep during, I was like, oh, shit. I don't know what's going on.
I gotcha.
This is kind of important.
But it's but overall, the combat's like great, and traversing great. And stuff is
really yeah, cool. It's definitely one of those games that like you got to kind of work on your combos a little bit.
Gotcha, gotcha.
Because there's a bunch of different combos you can do. So it's a good game, though. I like it.
Cool. Have you been reading anything? Or
I just started reading a Djinn again.
Okay.
Well, I watched a Djinn. Now I'm reading a Djinn.
How's that?
Oh, it's fucking great. It's so good.
I personally haven't read it, so I'm
no. Do you know what it's about?
No.
Oh, it's fantastic. You should read it.
Can you give me a little like synopsis?
It's about people that can't die. It's like it's like all around the world, there's certain people, and you don't know that you're one of these people until you die and you come back to life. And
you're like, fuck.
Yeah, you're like, shit, I'm one of them. That's pretty much what it is. Like, they come back to life.
But and you're like, finally, and all of a sudden.
That'd be the worst. Like, you're like, I'm gonna jump off this building. You're like, fuck, I survived.
But on the plus side, you could keep taking out life insurance policies.
You can't, because the government gets a hold of you and then does experiments on you.
Motherfucker.
Yeah,
the least they could do.
Okay. That's the whole thing. Like, the whole thing is like they take them and they pretend like they're keeping them safe from the world because the world doesn't know what they are, but they're really just doing experiments on them. So like they're cutting limbs off of them, because once you die, you regrow everything. So they'll cut the limbs off and see how much pain tolerance they can have. And then they'll try figuring out like what makes
as
them
they would.
Immortal. And like they do like little experiments too on the side with them to get extra money. Like they'll give them to car like places that do like car crashes to see how a human body holds up in a car crash with their models.
Damn.
Oh my God. Instead of using a dummy.
And the one guy, there's one guy named Mr. Sato.
Holy shit.
Who wants to just get rid of all humans because he's like, you guys are fucking horrible people.
Of course, naturally.
And it's a fucking good, but he's like kind of like a bad guy. He just goes after anybody. He doesn't
sounds
care
bad.
If they're good or bad.
Sounds that sounds bad.
Yeah, I mean, like, listen, if I was one of them and like people started experimenting on me, I'd probably be a little salty.
Oh, he's one of the Ajin. Okay.
Yeah, no, he's one of the Ajin.
Yeah, I would.
So I'd be pretty salty too. But
I
like,
feel the same way.
He doesn't care. Like, if you're like a sympathizer with him, he'll still kill you. Like, he doesn't care. Mm-hmm.
It's like, sweet of you.
So,
yeah,
so is he trying to figure out how to make...
It's a game to him. The whole thing is like he thinks of everything as like a game.
Yeah, but I mean, like, he's trying to figure out how to make these humans who are immortal not immortal anymore. Like, he's trying to figure out how to end.
Oh, no, no, like,
cycle,
he's one of them. He's one of them. He just wants to.
So how's
kill.
He's just never going to complete his goal if these people just keep
coming
back.
Wants,
so
just,
like,
no, he's only going after. He's killing the regular.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Aaron Yeager style.
He's going.
The Ajin are like above.
Yeah,
he wants
the demi-humans to go with him because that's what they call them, and he just wants to get rid of all the regular humans.
Yep.
And his whole thing is like everything's a game. Like, he was like in the beginning of the book, he's like, it's like he's like, back when I was a kid, I used to play a lot of Mario. He's like, and you know, you have 100 lives. You could just keep doing this forever. He's like, that's the way I think of life. Yeah. He's like, I could just okay. keep doing it forever. Damn. And like, he's like a badass in the whole
thing. Is he the main character? Or
no, no, he's not main. He's okay. like one, like it's kind of like a main character. Like you see a lot of him.
Okay.
And his whole thing is like the government has tranquilizers that are illegal to use. So like the one scene, they tranked him, but he just shot himself in the head. So that he wouldn't fall asleep. Damn. So he would just revive again.
Wow. Damn.
So do you just revive on the spot? Like
yeah, on
you...
the spot. And then like they have, I forgot what they called them, but they have these like black ghosts. Some people call them IBMs. Other people just call them black ghosts. And it's just like a black shadowy figure that looks like a human but has like claws and the head can change. And that's what they can use to sneak around. No one can see it unless you're a demi-human as well or... If they're going after you with the intent to kill, then it's one of those things you could see because they're aiming to kill you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And that's how like they sneak around.
Sounds cool.
It's really cool. I highly recommend it.
And you're still reading it?
Or yeah, I think I'm on... I could look up what chapter I'm on. I think I'm close to finishing
it. Is it long or is it kind of short?
It's not super long. Like, the pages are long. Like, each chapter has, like, 65 pages.
Like. Jeez.
It's pretty long. And there's 83 there's 83 files.
Okay.
So it's not too bad. Like I started
it seems interesting.
Yeah, like I started 2 days ago and I'm on file 27.
Okay. Is it finished or it's still going? Oh, it's
no,
finished?
It's finished. Yeah, okay. As far as I can tell it's finished cuz I think the last upload was 2019.
Oh, okay.
So it's done. Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
But, one of the questions I have real quick before we move on to our topic is do they age? Like, do you just...
Yes. No, they do age.
So you can't escape aging.
Yeah, yeah. So I don't know, like, I don't know what the whole... I guess you'll find out as the story goes
on.
Yeah,
okay.
I don't know if, like, when they die of old age, if they just keep coming back, because that'd be fucking horrible.
That's what I'm
You're
100 saying.
Years
like,
old,
damn.
You just keep dying. Like, every just
second.
Die.
Just every second.
You have a heart attack, come back, and then, like, another... you're like, fuck.
It's just a constant loop.
Oh, my God.
Man. Because one of the guys said, he's like, oh, I had a plan for if any, like, Ajins came after me. He's an Ajin himself. He's like, I had a plan for if any Ajins came after me. I'm going to drop them in this hole because it lacks oxygen. So it'll just be a constant loop of them suffocating
Shit.
To death.
Oh my God.
And, like, it's not like they don't feel pain. Like, they feel right, yeah. every time they die, they feel the pain. It's just they get so used to it.
So you could just, like, torture someone by, like...
Well, that's what the government was doing.
Like, no, what I mean, though, is, like, I was going to say you could, like, take a heavy stone, tie it to their feet, and just, like, have them constantly just keep drowning. Oh, my God.
Yes.
Yeah. That's terrible. See, there's pros and there's cons, man.
Mostly cons, it seems like.
I was about to say, and from what you're listing, it's like, yeah, they just keep cutting off their limbs and testing on them, and you could just keep dying over and over in a painful way. It's fine.
Yeah, because, like, in the beginning of the book, the kid was running away from the government, and he crashed his bike and, like, broke his leg. So to get his leg to not be broken, he slit his throat. And I'm like, fuck.
Okay.
Yeah, real quick. I'm just going to hard reset.
Yeah.
Oh, guys, give me 1 second. I got to stab myself in the eye.
Have you tried turning it off?
But then, like,
but
then there are other people. Like, there's one character who has like muscle dystrophy, where no matter how many times he kills himself, he still has like weak muscles. Like, he can't do anything about it, so he still has to walk around with a cane.
Because
the guy was like, "Why didn't you just kill yourself if your like leg is bum?" And he's like, "I can't." He's like, "Even if I kill myself, he's like, my leg's always gonna be like this. I've done it multiple times.
Can't escape. What's it called? Diseases, I guess.
Yeah, and like, well, like, you can't escape the diseases. You can't escape, like
genetics.
Physical,
yeah.
Because, like, one girl had cancer, and she didn't know she was an Ajin, and then she died of cancer, and then all of a sudden came back, and she's like, what the fuck?
Wow.
Yeah.
That's nuts. I'll have to check that out. So.
It's definitely cool. I could send it to you if you want.
Yeah, definitely, if you could, please.
It's a very fun read. I highly recommend it.
Okay. But yeah, so our topic for today is it's pretty much just going to be news, but it's about Jump Festa, not Fiesta. I said Fiesta last year, and then Dan was like, "Brian,
you idiot,
bro." I looked it up, and it's Festa.
Yeah, I had never heard of it, and then I looked it up, and I was like,
"They're having a Fiesta?
Sounds great."
Cool. So it's Jump
this
Festa.
Is not Fiesta.
Jump Festa 2023 is happening. I think it finished, but it was going on in Japan yesterday and Saturday. Or today and Saturday. Well, today it's Sunday for us, but it's like Monday for them. You know what I mean?
Time travel.
So they're a little ahead of us. So.
I don't even know what it is.
What?
I think we explained it last time. I forgot.
Oh,
it is. It's a fest. It's
basically just Shonen Jump Con.
Yeah.
They just drop
a bunch of announcements.
Or they a lot of the mangaka will talk about the year and like what they did. I'm going to read one of them from Oda.
Biggest takeaway. This year they announced anime is over. That's it.
Done.
Oh, really?
No more.
That was story number one.
All live action.
Fuck, man.
All live action. We're putting a stop to it.
What are we going to do? No, that's it. What are we going to talk about?
Throw in the towel.
Just throw in the towel.
All the backlog.
Oh, man. But Dan, do you want to start? You said you have a couple things.
No, it's just from this.
Actually, before we start, I just realized after you said, like, what do we get here? Did you hear about the anime podcast that just got, canceled?
No.
I forgot I'm not sure, no.
I forgot what they're called, but, like, the guy, they said the big R. I don't know. Okay. I don't know if that's, like, racism or the other R.
Oh, okay. Like the...
Oh, no. Yeah. I think it was the other one. Okay, yeah, I don't know which one it was, though.
Well, because they just said, like, the big R. They didn't go into, like, detail. So I'm like, which one was it? But, like, from what I'm gathering, it was the latter. It was the other one.
Yeah.
And supposedly, yeah.
Yeah, I gotta look into that and see which one it was.
But. I forgot what podcast it was because I just saw it. And, like, the one guy I saw it from, he was supposed to go on the podcast until he saw the allegation. Are you looking it up?
Yeah.
It was something new. I think it was, like, something canceled. Noodle. I believe it was like something noodle. I think it was Noodle Shop, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
I had heard that there was something with...
I'll lower my volume because I think I saved the guy's TikTok and he had like as the background, he had their podcast when he was talking about it. I believe I saved it.
Okay.
But yeah, it was. Let's see. It was Noodle Shop Podcast.
Noodle Shop Podcast. You can look that up.
Yeah. I forgot.
Oh, God.
I didn't really look into it.
A day ago, huh?
Rich. Oh, yeah. No, this guy posted 16 hours ago. This guy.
He was a co-founder as well. He leaves OTK. Yeah, OTK. He was a co-founder of it. Rich Campbell leaves OTK after sexual assault accusations. Fucking wild. Yeah, he was part of the Noodle Shop podcast.
Yeah.
That is insane.
Yeah, when you guys were talking about it, it just hit me because I was like, oh, shit. I was just like looking at something about that. Because I heard they were like, I also don't like these guys. I think they're a bunch of pieces of shit anyway.
Who, OTK?
Noodle Podcast.
Oh, okay. Just because it's very new.
Dude, every single one of their things, it's just, they don't even like anime, it seems like. Because every time I look at them, they bash on like all like the, I guess like the popular of the animes.
One of them does, yeah.
Like the mainstream
stuff. I think the guy who got accused is the one who does it. Was it this guy? The middle guy? That was accused of it?
No,
it wasn't.
No, the other guy. Yeah, he's the one who always bashes.
He bashes on everything. It's like, just don't fucking watch anime at that point. If you get bashed on everything,
that is wild. But yeah, I'm sure more information will come out about this. But
yeah, because someone said it wasn't like proven yet; it was just an accusation.
Yeah, but definitely got to take those seriously. He stepped down as well. So
well, usually if they step down, that doesn't always mean they're guilty, but it means that.
Something happened.
Going on. Yeah,
something happened, even in his statement. I have read the statements made against me today. I will share my side of the story, but need some time to collect my thoughts. OTK has requested that I resign from my position, and I have agreed. I will make an update soon. So it's
there's really
something
like,
happened.
I'm sorry. If you didn't do anything, you don't need time to collect your thoughts and think about what happened.
Yeah.
You just come out saying, like, I didn't do this.
That sounds like...
you're trying to get a story together. An alibi.
Find a way to word this so I don't sound that bad. But
yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll see when more information comes out. Yeah, but that's rough.
If I was accused of something and I knew I didn't do it, I would just come right out and be like, yeah, I didn't do this. I could show you proof that I didn't do this. I would just be like, I got to take some time to think about this. Like,
yeah.
That just kind of makes you sound a little...
They just started too. And I was enjoying their podcast as well. So that's a fucking shame.
I tried listening to their podcast, but like I said, that one guy just shits on everything. I'm like, this is not fun to listen to.
He doesn't always either. But he definitely has went on tirades of that.
Like, I think he shit on like My Hero one time.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you're allowed to do that. But
everyone shits on My Hero though. But I'm like, it's a good anime.
Yeah.
Like, it's not bad.
For sure.
I don't understand why everyone hates it so much.
I don't know. People like to hate.
They do. They got to stop the hate and they got to stop the shipping.
Stop
I'm tired
the
of the shipping.
No?
Stop you the shipping.
Like
no.
What about that whole binder you had of like your own family?
We don't talk about that.
Fine, whatever.
You can't stop the shipping. I need my figures to come over from Japan, please.
Boo.
There's a time and a place, Brian.
Dan's been booing me on all my bad puns.
Yeah, you gotta.
I did one yesterday and he was like,
boo.
Boo.
Anyway,
boo.
On some lighter news, yes. Something that came out of Jump Festa is Too Cute Crisis anime gets announced. This looks like a funny slice of life thing. It is
a cute cat.
Yeah.
Oh, is that the cat one?
It's,
I just saw a little picture of it.
Yes. So, researcher Lisa Luna who was sent to Earth from a space empire, Azatros, to destroy it. In the beginning, she intended to destroy it quickly and be done with it. However, she stopped at a cafe where she met a cat. The cat's cuteness shocked her, and so her crisis with cute beings from another dimension begins. So yeah, she can't destroy Earth because she's like, they're so cute.
I don't know, bro. If I'm fucking destroying Earth, the last thing on my mind is let's go to a cafe real quick.
Bro. She needed some coffee. She got to fuel up before she destroys the whole thing, you know? Maybe.
Fucking cats, man. Yeah. What the fuck?
Yep. So,
I think I saw a picture when I was looking at like other news too. I think I saw a picture when on Reddit. Someone posted. It was like a very fat cat.
This one's it's in shape.
It's in shape.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks okay. Jump around. It is cute. It's a cute cat.
Adorable.
Yeah.
It's not fat.
Yeah, what the fuck, man?
It's got no neck. So, where's his neck, Dan?
Where's his neck? Where's your neck?
I'm looking right at his neck.
Tara's like, holy shit. What are you talking about?
he just lifts his up. Huh? Giraffe neck? Right here.
Like a meerkat. Just like looking around.
That one looks cool. Then a darker one.
Ooh.
Dark Gathering horror anime reveals eerie new clip. So they have a trailer for this as well, but it was eerie. Yeah, it was definitely eerie. So they did good job. Where is it? Okay, an unwilling magnet for the supernatural and a ghost hunting girl join forces to capture Japan's most terrifying spirits. And the trailer looked very cool.
So what I'm gathering from that synopsis is it's a guy who's terrified of ghosts that doesn't want anything to do with it, and she's like, "No, you're coming with me."
That's what it seems like. She's like,
there stand right in the middle of this room.
He's going to hold it like a cat. He's like, walk him around. He's like, please.
Stand right in the middle of this room. I'm going to be on that other side of the glass. When I see them, I'll come out.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm not going in there. She just shines a pointer.
You sure are.
He's like, runs toward the pointer.
It looks cool, though. Yeah, you guys should definitely check out the trailer as well.
I was
going to say,
that screenshot was pretty cool. The like red skull eyes. That's awesome.
Yeah, it looks, it made it look like Soul Eater. It looks like, not Soul Eater, well, Soul Eater as well, but Fire Force. The skulls, but unrelated. Unrelated, yeah.
Hmm. Or maybe it's another thing where it's like, it's just a prequel of that.
Different author. I thought so, too. I was like, another thing?
Another prequel of the prequel?
Another one? Oh, that's... Okay.
Speaking of Soul Eater, I don't think I ever finished Soul Eater.
No?
I didn't like it.
Yeah. I did.
There's something about it.
Yeah.
Olden fan.
But you read Fire Force. Same manga.
It's totally different.
It's different.
I know it's different, but apparently, like,
even Fire Force, it, like, Fire Force towards the end pissed me off.
I'm surprised you don't.
I finished it. It pissed me off.
I'm surprised
you
didn't finish Soul because aren't you like, what? How does this connect?
No.
No?
No. I was not interested at the least about it. Well, you know how it connects.
I don't.
It tells you at the end of Fire Force.
We won't go into it on the.
I'm just saying, if you read Fire Force, it'll tell you how it connects.
Okay.
Yeah. I think you did mention it too.
So I don't need to know how it connects in Soul Eater. I know how it connects in Fire Force.
Right.
I don't need to put myself through that that pain.
And we're getting another spy thing. Another spy thing. I mean, this one seems like a lot lighter. It's called Mission Yozakura Family.
Wait, how can it get so any lighter than Spy Family?
Even lighter.
Spy Family's already lighter.
Yeah, but where is the synopsis of it? Put it up real quick. Okay, rom-com series with thriller undertones and spy elements. So it follows the Yuzakura family who possess superpowers that are fully awakened once they bloom, which sounds creepy. The manga has been serialized since 2019.
You must bloom.
Which can only mean one thing if they're teenagers. Currently, there are 15 volumes out, blah, blah, blah. Okay, the plot as Tayo Asano is a super shy high school student, typical. And the only person he can talk to is his childhood friend, Mutsumi Yuzakura. However, Mutsumi comes from a line of master spies with amazing powers. Her oldest brother, Kyoichiro, is obsessed with Mutsumi. Creepy. And Atsuka, anyone who gets remotely near her, that's also giving Spy Family right there. And his next target is Tayo. The only way for Tayo to save himself from Kyoichiro's murderous clutches is to marry Mutsumi. So there's that. But we'll see. That could definitely go either way. That could be like another just throwaway thing, or it could be pretty cool. We'll see.
You know what I'm really curious about is, because obviously the popularity of Spy Family like blew up really big, you know, very mainstream.
Mm-hmm.
So I really wonder how many of these like certain genres or like shows that are based on like a certain topic. So like, you know, Spy Family came out and now the industry is like, oh,
spy stuff.
We should like look at all these spy things. And like again, that's
Spy
been,
Kids anime.
That's been serialized for. That's been serialized.
That'd be sick. Spy Thumb Kids 2D. I used to love the Thumb People. I think the Thumb People, like that would be sick.
CG was sick.
But they said it was serialized since 2019.
Yeah.
And I don't know how long Spy Family.
I think it said it was coming out in 2024 or something as well. But yeah, it's a while out.
So I just wonder if studios are just like, you know what? We got to spy stuff is really big right now. We got to do more spy
that
things.
That might actually be older than Spy Family as
That's
well.
That's what I was thinking.
So...
Because Spy Family's only up to chapter 72 or 73.
Yeah.
So...
Let's see. Let's see if I could real quick. No,
you can't scare me.
Where's the Wikipedia?
Which one?
Wikipedia.
Torah. He keeps staring over here.
There's the fandom.
No, I'm not going to do the fandom. Fuck the fandom.
I would type in wiki.
Yeah, wiki.
It'll tell you what you need to know.
Does it?
Oh, God.
Right there. Damn. There you go.
Yeah, there we go.
Are you trying to look how many chapters it has?
No, when it started.
He wanted to know when it started.
I could tell you right now.
Oh, 2019 as well.
Okay.
So, okay. So they were like,
I was going to say, what's it called? I was gonna say, you could just look it up on here, and it'll tell you if it has it.
True, but then you got to scroll all the way down. And stuff.
No, you don't.
No? Oh, it tells you right there?
Yeah. What is it called?
No, it's Spy Family, but I found it, but.
Oh, is that? I thought you were looking up the other one.
Oh no, 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 no! That was also 2019, but
no, we were just curious if it was like Spy Family was newer, yeah, but then the other show got.
Oh, yeah, they get Mission the first One.
Yeah, okay. Look at that.
Look at that.
See,
yeah. Yep. So those are my takeaways, but I know they announced a lot of other stuff as well. Wish we got it all up here, but I don't know if there was any takeaways you.
Yeah,
had.
I was gonna say One Piece.
That looks like a newspaper.
It is. It is a message from Oda. To the Jump Festa, and he's just talking about like everything
Stop
that happened
talking about
this
me.
Year and plans he has for next year. So he kind of just quickly goes over the Wano ending, and he's like, oh, you know, it's crazy that it's done. He touched on the movie real quick, and he was like, oh, the movie was a great success and all that.
I bought a
and
Tesla.
He's been driving that around.
It did really well.
I'm pretty sure he could afford a Tesla before.
I've been riding in my Tesla now. I don't ride at home anymore. I put it on autopilot and I write in my Tesla.
Oh, it says here, thanks to the movie's success, I got another Tesla.
thanks, you fucking nerds.
And then he also mentions about the new card game that's coming out, apparently. Ooh. And
card games, they're hitting right now.
I love this quote. He's like, I asked the editors, give me the rare cards, but they told me that's a desire not even the likes of us can grant access to. And then
they're liars. Are you playing Marvel Snap still?
I stopped for a little bit. It got like to a point where it was so repetitive that I kept winning, and I'm like, it sucks
too
being too good.
You played it all?
My deck is fucking great.
No. Yeah, which one is that? Which kind?
What do you mean which kind?
Like is it like an on reveal or like ongoing or
I don't know.
Destroy move.
I'll just show you it. Okay. I don't know what
can't
my
be
deck
that good
is.
If you don't even know.
That's why it's so good, because I don't even know what it is. How do they counter it?
What is it?
Oh. I have to restart. There was a communication errors. I'm having a very bad time over here.
That's not good.
I would say probably the most important thing right here, that was the middle paragraph. And he said, this long story has already been going on for over 25 years. And recently I've noticed that more and more younger readers are getting into it, which makes me happy.
Which makes me want to do it longer.
I know I've been saying Final Saga this, Final Saga that, but it's not going to end as quickly as I'm making it sound. So I recommend not stressing over it.
You don't have to say that. We already know it's not going to end.
And
we already called bullshit.
And he said, just read comfortably. So, yeah.
So that's another one, because yesterday we recorded another episode.
Yeah,
you
right?
mentioned the My Hero mangaka was like, not next year.
You know what?
Yeah.
Speaking of My Hero, remember how you told me they were on their last chapter of Tokyo Revengers? That motherfucker is doing 0.2, 0.3, 0.4. That motherfucker is doing point everything.
Yeah,
he's like,
the prequel.
Sucks.
Tokyo
Revengers sucked.
Yeah.
Oh man. Oh yeah. He I forgot.
No, because even Dan agrees with me now.
I know, but you're like very heated about.
Well, you see,
you're very.
I knew it was gonna suck, but you guys were like, "Give it a chance. It might be good." I was like, "No, it's going to be garbage."
Once it got to the final five chapters, I was like, "I don't know about this, man." And sure enough,
wasn't I right? The end. I'm not gonna say what the ending was, but wasn't I right about the ending?
It was bad.
But I told you exactly how it was gonna end, and I was right.
Yep.
Oh man.
Yeah, I had more faith, but I shouldn't have. But season two is coming out, and season two, that's going to actually be sick. That was, for me, that was when it peaked. Jimmy, you remember...
That's my deck, by the way.
Okay, I'm gonna take a look at this real quick. But...
here you go.
But Kisaki is like the season two person.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
That part is like peak for me.
No, it is.
That's
going to
be great. But then after that...
Everything after that is just downhill.
Okay, so you go. Okay. So, on reveal,
Dan is looking at Jimmy's deck...
Then you get the random ongoing, okay.
I'm going to mention one or two more things from what Oda said. So he mentions about the game...
Mid.
Ooh. I haven't lost a game yet.
If you played more matches, you sure would.
I'm going to play a match right now while we're talking and prove to you that I'm not going to lose. I don't even have to pay attention to the game.
You got
to
get up to like in the 40s.
I don't know what I'm in.
If you go to the home screen, it'll tell you like on the right. You're probably like at nothing right now.
How dare you're already you? In a match.
Yeah, I'm just saying. No, it resets every season though. So you'll be at rank one or something.
Shit.
So then whenever you play in a new season, you're going to whoop ass. And then you get to like 40s. I haven't made it past like 47.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And there's all perks up to like rank 100. And I'm like, yeah, fuck you.
Fuck. It's so funny because I'm like, where was I again?
you're in my apartment.
Oh, okay. Thank you. I totally
forgot. Fucking Brian right here.
But he also touches up on the video game that's been in development for apparently 6 years, which I was like, holy shit, that game has been in development.
For which one?
Odyssey.
Oh,
where they
okay.
go to, where they the Straw Hats go to a new island and they get their powers taken away and then they have to go like recollect them.
Okay.
So it was
Odyssey.
It hasn't come out yet.
It sounded like that stupid one.
I think it's coming out early next year. And then he talks about the live action series. And
okay.
Oda says, and the One Piece Hollywood live action is making progress. For now, we have the base footage of season one. So much went on behind the scenes. But if I'm being honest, the most worried person in the world that this will turn out good is me.
Yeah.
But he says it actually looks amazing. So
yeah, I was like, says, right. Actually, he's like, I don't fucking think they can do it.
I was having my doubts.
Yeah.
I said that yesterday. I was like, the One Piece show is the only show that I'm like have high hopes for, and that's because Oda is actively making sure it's good. And
well,
I'm
at
like,
this point, Oda's just like, I have a Tesla, I don't care.
I have two now, so.
and then he said, finally, for the future of the One Piece manga, that person and that person are going to be fighting. What? That's the type of story you can expect. If I were to give it a title, I'd call it Free for All Battle Royale. I hope no one dies.
What?
And yep, that's the last sentence.
Oda. Wow.
And he says, please look forward to it.
No one's going to die. He's just saying that.
He just said that and he opened up his wallet. He's like, go ahead. Put it in. Put it in right now. And,
I know you can buy it. I know you can buy it.
Yeah. So
pop it in there.
people are already speculating that it's going to be Luffy and Shanks fighting possibly next year. Or
Luffy will not kill Shanks.
But then he said it's a battle royale. So I'm like, how many, you know, all the...
Blackbeard might kill Shanks.
So...
I would be... everyone would be mad, but that would make for a good headlines. But I'd be pissed. Fuck Blackbeard.
Yeah. Since he put the title Battle Royale, I'm assuming that like Law, Kid, Luffy, maybe Shanks, maybe Blackbeard, they're all gonna come together or like cross paths after this arc with the island right now, New Egg. So that's my only guess, or I haven't really looked into it that much because again, I just read it this morning.
I do want to catch up now. Now I actually have the urge to catch up, so maybe I will finally.
Look at that absolute destroyal.
Destroyal.
You won 2 out of 3. That's not that cool. That's how you have to win. what do you rank one? What do you rank two now?
I'm gonna look now. I wanted to look, but I couldn't. You made fun of me, and now it made me sad.
So let's see what else we got.
How do I know?
Master.
10.
It's so funny because we were trying to pronounce. We were trying to pronounce this yesterday, and it was actually no I. It's just Masshole. I was Marshall. Like, really? Like,
that's what you're like. Up. I think it's Mashier, and I'm like, why would they just randomly capitalize the I?
I thought it was an I, and I'm like, oh no, it's just like.
Yeah, it's like Marshall.
Marshall.
Because it's Magic and Muscles, the show, and they had a key visual, and they announced that it's going to be broadcasting in April.
Okay.
So April next year.
The way you said Marshall.
Marshall.
I don't know if you guys ever saw...
Mashley?
I don't think so.
I know.
I don't know if you guys ever saw Letterkenny.
No.
No? They go like, yes, so. And it kind of sounded like that.
Okay.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it just
I was like, what
hit
the
me.
Fuck?
It just hit me now.
So they showed that. Chainsaw Man unveiled Volume 13's cover art.
I haven't watched any of it.
And
Chainsaw Man?
Yeah.
Really?
I've only read it. I haven't watched it.
It's better watching it, actually. Yeah. Did you enjoy the manga okay?
The first arc.
Really?
That's second it? Arc I didn't like.
Really? But I think it's better animated, to be honest. Yeah.
But like the first 11 volumes are the first arc. Or is like part one.
Yeah.
So.
I saw. Well, no, I mean, like, not like after the main like
whole, okay, after yeah. the first antagonist.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then
I mean, that's a good chunk of it.
And that's good, but then like when you get to like the second part,
they haven't built it up yet, though. It's like it kind of just started.
I didn't like the beginning.
I'm surprised. Okay. I don't know. Chainsaw Man's banging, dude.
Yeah.
Like, I remember.
I feel like,
wait, who's he banging?
No one.
That's true.
Not yet.
No, this is going to be like a little like, no. People aren't going to like it.
Hot take?
I think it's a little overhyped. Yes. I think it's a little bit overhyped.
Well, I think it's people would probably agree with you because of how much praise it's getting, but I think it's an appropriate amount of hype.
But like, it's not bad. Don't get me wrong. Like, it's good.
Watch the anime.
I will.
Yeah, you gotta watch the anime.
But I think it's getting way too much hype to the point where I'm seeing it everywhere I turn now.
Yeah.
And it's just like, this is, and that's what happens though. Every time a new anime comes, it gets like all this hype, it ends up dropping off eventually.
I hope the fandom doesn't ruin it. That's
what I mean. Like, it's gonna drop off because the fans are gonna be fucking toxic like they always are.
As long as MAPPA still just does what they're doing. You gotta watch it because like they put a lot of love and care into it. And
My Hero was so fucking hyped up. And that was even overhyped at the time. And
that's always overhyped, though. But it never actually deserved it.
But that's what I mean, though. But the fans fucking destroyed it. The fans are the worst fans in the world.
They're one of the worst.
My Hero fans are the worst.
You heard it here first.
Yeah.
Well, actually not. No way.
No, I'm sure a thousand other people said
it. And anime fans are just some of the...
fucking
worst. But that's like Naruto fans. Naruto fans suck.
My Hero
One Piece fans suck.
My Hero fans are a different breed, though.
Dragon Ball Z fans suck.
Bro, you're shooting me here again.
It's all right, because I love
Dragon Ball tattoos, all of us.
Yeah, I know.
I love all three of that stuff.
Yeah. The fandom, I'm the worst fan.
But the fandom suck.
Yeah, they sure do. The fanfic fandom for fucking My Hero, ugh.
And that's
like,
what I mean.
You know these are children, right?
Just that's what I mean, though. Okay. Like, what is the point of fucking shipping everybody? Stop.
Yeah.
Go touch grass. Please. It'll be okay. Please. You will survive. The grass will not hurt you.
Watch, they get the fucking grass cut. Which, have you gotten that?
No. Oh,
I've gotten that. Like, basically a paper cup and on grass. Like, you're running your hands. And, like, it's like when it starts to dry out. I'm not supposed to touch grass.
I think someone put a razor blade on your grass.
Bro.
No, it's when it was about to transition to fall. So it was like a little brittle. I was just like, wee. And I never went outside again.
Bro, Jimmy,
your hand just cuts your blood. Help! The grass!
Jimmy, he's gonna give this advice and someone's gonna be like, you know what? I am gonna touch grass. But then they're gonna be in some area that has like dangerous animals, so they're gonna touch grass and a fucking snake's gonna bite.
The goddamn grass snake.
Yeah, fucking garden snakes.
Oh boy. Jimmy!
This man told me to go outside and touch grass. I fucking got
a random
lawsuit over touching grass.
Yeah.
A random like neighbor's ferret got loose and fucking like.
Oh my
god! Just like slinking.
you ever see that old YouTube video? Where, fuck, what's it called? I don't remember the title of it, but it's like some old MS Paint guy video, and the guy is he drew like an anime girl, but it's like horribly drawn.
Dude, MS Paint like early videos are the best videos.
Yeah, no, but like it's like the guy's voice is like, oh, I can't wait to go outside today, and then he goes outside, and it's like, oh, the squirrel.
That was a lot.
Like,
of,
you know what I'm talking
a lot
about,
of videos
right?
back in the day.
No, but like the squirrel bites into the girl's head, and it's just like, ah. He starts like peeking the mic and everything. I have to show you afterwards. That's all I'm thinking about right now.
I don't know
now.
If I want
to
say. Brings back the memories of all.
The
like,
B-Canyon.
That was every Newgrounds video back in the day.
It was I don't think I've
like
ever been on
series.
Newgrounds.
No, well, you're a little young. You're 25?
26.
26. Okay. Yeah. But
Brian is younger than me.
28.
What? Bro, I'm almost 28.
Yeah.
Wait, I thought we had a conversation and we found out that you were younger.
No, young bro.
Brian realized.
We found out you're the youngest.
Yeah.
And Dan's the oldest.
Yeah. Really? Hey, shut up. 104 is still young.
You're the ripe age of 29?
Yes.
I love that.
It's like, carry the one and subtract two. And okay.
I have like a list of all the numbers I said first and just got wrong. 29?
35? higher? Lower?
Every time I see your face, like... 34.
Hasn't shaded it a little. Maybe like 29. 40.
Jimmy just starts like mouthing the age of like 20... Nine. Okay. Yeah.
Six.
I'm going off your facial expression, but like,
Mm-mm, yep.
69? Nice.
Nice.
Oh, man.
Yeah, just go outside and touch some grass.
Go
yeah.
outside and touch some grass.
Just watch out for garden snakes.
Yeah, don't get attacked.
Yeah.
Don't be dead. Don't rub your hand on the grass and fall.
No, I didn't fall. It's just like I literally got a fucking grass cut.
No, I know, but I said don't go and fall and rub the grass.
Yeah,
I'm just trying to think. You did like, do you do like a sweep? You're just like
it was like a sweep.
You like the dew in the morning. You're like,
No.
Okay, hold on. This is a whole. Do you go outside and touch the dew?
No, I'm just saying like
the way you just said that makes me think that you go outside every morning. You're like.
No, I don't.
The best way to start
doing that. I'm just saying, like, I was imagining, like, the reason why he went outside and, like, wiped the grass, because, like, the only thing I could think of was, like, I don't know, he just wanted to feel the grass or maybe the dew or, like, I don't know. I feel like
Dan. I feel like he's trying to cover something up now again.
No, your accusations are false.
Do the dew.
Do the dew, yeah. Mountain dew.
I just don't understand what you were doing.
What, me?
Yeah.
That's what I'm
trying. No, it's just like, that's what I'm trying. When you're a kid, you just like sit in the grass and stuff and you're just chilling.
Yeah, what I mean though is I don't understand what you were doing to make it cut.
I was just getting up.
I've done that multiple times.
My hands were on the grass, then I was getting up and it went.
It was like. That fascinates me because I've done that multiple times. I've never once in my life.
It only happened one time, but yeah. I gotta
start doing an experiment. I'm gonna go every day now on the grass. I'm just gonna go.
Wait till it's. Well, yeah, the grass is dry right now.
It's brittle now.
Yeah.
Let's go outside. Let's all of us go outside. We'll rub our hands on the grass.
I don't touch grass anymore. I don't fucking do that anymore.
I jump over it.
Well, you can jump really far. Yes, a lot of training.
I've been training to get rid of Garrison.
That's a whole field.
Yes.
It was in the way.
My spite for grass knows no bounds. They cut me once.
Wow, we got a long tangent about grass.
Anime.
Yeah. My hero fan.
All right, so we're going to stop touching grass and we're going to nerd out again and talk about anime.
Don't touch grass.
If you're my hero fan, touch grass.
Yeah.
But to go back a little bit, sure, so like yeah. I said, the 13th volume, they released the cover art. And then,
for what?
He also, Chainsaw Man.
Oh, yes, I'm sorry.
And then
your least favorite manga.
They had a teaser. They showed a teaser about the next chapter, and then they also said a Chainsaw Man exhibit will take place in February on the 24th. I'm assuming just in Japan. Mm. I'm assuming it's not going to come overseas because they fucking hate us and they don't want to bring anything overseas.
Yeah.
How dare you?
Please bring these exhibits over to the U.S.
They'll bring it like a year and a half from now. They're like, fucking, yeah.
Yeah, right? They're like,
show it now. We still have it in the closet? Yeah.
It's dusty. It's like the moths ate some of the costumes. Like, yeah.
Please, no.
Yeah, Dr. Stone. They did a teaser trailer for the third season.
I saw it. He was on like a pirate ship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought they were sinking.
Yeah, all that scurvy. It's wild. Scurvy. No, but they were on a ship.
Oranges.
Yeah.
You think we'll get some?
They should do a lesson on scurvy
songs.
Huh?
Some sea shanty.
They got
songs?
It. They got
That'd
it.
That'd be awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Sea shanty.
Oh.
This like this. The yeah, type I know of sea song? Shanties. Oh, okay. I was making sure because your what was like
the
uh-oh.
Fuck did you say? Oh, okay.
Yeah,
the
like
fuck did you call me?
And that's what scheduled air. I think April as well.
In 2023. Yeah, April.
Right, April.
Yep. Yeah.
Nice. And then this was actually a shock to me, but Blue Exorcist. Anime got
right.
announced. I'm like, what? Because
new
like,
anime project.
Again, we mentioned this yesterday that because it was on the panel, like you were reading the schedule, and I'm like, what are they going to announce? And it's a new anime, and I'm like, what the fuck? And everyone doesn't know if it's a reboot or if it's actually like covering the newer arcs, or I'm not because again, I haven't read Blue Exorcist, so
I've only watched it. It was really good.
Yeah, and we mentioned it yesterday that. It's like I would say early 2000s.
Yeah,
like,
I never watched it.
Like 2007.
I think you would like it.
Remember.
Yeah,
but
I think so. It's not a bad anime.
Okay. I was really shocked. I'm like,
know what you are gonna like, which I just told you guys about it. No, no,
you wouldn't like that.
Sakamoto Days.
Mm.
Oh,
you have been talking about that.
I have.
Yeah,
it's a very good. It's really a very good manga.
It seems good.
It's funny.
I think it is getting an anime.
It is.
Yeah.
Right? Okay.
It is. That's what it says.
Very sick. Okay. Getting it. Okay. Adaptation.
Was that announced at Festa?
I'm not sure. Like... I was just looking up while you guys were talking because I wanted to see if they... Because I'm surprised,
details.
Though, because this came out in 2020. And it's only 80 chapters.
Oh, wow.
That's why I'm surprised that like they're making a anime about it.
Yeah.
Because it's a fairly... It's not even like that popular, though.
They're running out of stuff. They're just like, 80... Yeah, whatever.
Put it out there. Batman Assassin? Okay.
It's Shonen
Jump.
That's
enough for a season, but...
It's Shonen Jump, so most Shonen Jumps are pretty much bangers, so... I feel like they really can't miss with
I don't really hear anyone talking about it, though.
Are you sure?
Do you read all of Shonen Jump? Because, like, there's a lot of other stuff that doesn't get adapted.
Soul Eater.
Yeah, but, like, what I mean is, like...
Soul Eater's good.
The thing is, like Sakamoto days, like you don't really hear anybody raving about
Well, that's what I mean. Like, it's not something you hear about.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So I'm like, oh, it's getting an anime adaptation. But again, it's a Shonen Jump series, so
yeah, it's not saying when it's getting released.
It's really not going to like suck, or you know, it's not like you know, like what I'm trying to get at is they can take that risk of doing a Shonen Jump, like take this manga that okay, there's like a certain following, like we'll make
yeah, it if it made it 80 chapters, yeah,
you know, so yeah, that's why I'm like, okay, it's fine. I just want to point out that Kato, who's the mangaka of Blue Exorcist, he said that the story will keep following the. It will keep following the original storyline, but she's looking forward to seeing how it turns out.
Isn't she writing it?
Yeah, it's
a, she's going by the anime now. She's like, you guys do the work. I did too much.
Pretty okay, that's a good idea. See what happens.
No, hold on. So, sorry, I'm going to read it fully because like, I feel like I worded it badly. It says, yes. Kato comments the story of this will keep following the storyline of the original adaptation, but she's looking forward to seeing how it turns out.
Oh, so I'm guessing
that
makes
more sense.
Well, that sounds like it's going to be a continuation then.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, like, I was reading it online, though, like, under the comments section, and people were like, oh, is this a reboot? Is this this?
Yeah, no,
and
from
and if someone what... said, someone was like, oh, watch the OVAs and then watch this. So I'm like, I don't know.
So going more up the adaptation versus the manga, I guess?
I would assume.
She saw the adaptation, you're still like, yeah, good idea, actually.
No, I never understood, though, about, like, animes and, like, manga.
Why they change it? Ever?
Yeah. Like, you already have the source material you need.
Yeah.
Why the fuck would you do anything different? Like, Fullmetal Alchemist? That was horrible.
And then when they actually adapted it correctly, everyone was like, wow, great.
Well, exactly. Like, Fullmetal Alchemist was garbage. Well, it wasn't, like, garbage. It was all right. But Fullmetal Alchemist Brotherhood was amazing. Because they followed the... Like, why would you... You have the source material. You have everything you need. The person wrote The person wrote the story for you. Why would you change it?
I saw a TikTok of somebody doing that, but it was just based on books instead. They're like, yo, we get a layup right here. These books,
throw everything out.
These books, everyone loves them. All you have to do is take this, put it on screen. We're going to be millionaires. And they're like,
exactly.
That's sick.
But
what if we fucked it up?
But what if we just add things that no one wanted them to be?
But that's what like, I mean, though. Like, I never understood why people that make anime do that shit.
It's so infuriating. Just like The Witcher as well.
I heard Henry Cavill's leaving and they got the worst Hansen.
Oh, boy.
They didn't even get Chris Hansen. They got the other Hansen.
Chris Hansen. I need you to sit down.
Oh, wait, no. What was Hemsworth?
Hemsworth. Okay. Oh, Liam Hemsworth?
They got Liam's the worst Hemsworth to take over for...
Liam, right?
Yeah.
I guess.
To take over for Henry Cavill. Bro,
Cavill? But the thing is with these...
Cavill.
Yeah.
Henry Cavill. They took... from what I heard, they took Liam Hemsworth to replace him because he didn't want to do it anymore because he was like, if you guys are just going to make fun of the story and not go by the books, I don't want to be a part of this.
Right.
I want it to be
right
by the books, like how it's meant to be. And they're like,
Because the people who love the books want to see that in particular
animated
on screen.
Yeah,
they don't care if they know what's going to happen, they want to see it, and the people who didn't read the books don't know what the fuck is going to happen.
It's gonna be
so surprised
them anyway. Exactly.
Just
that's why like I respect him for leaving and sticking to his guns, because I'm like, all right, if you're gonna like,
big guns too,
he does
sexy. Sorry, but you know what also
what
sucks?
What?
Dude, don't even worry about it. If you're not on the train,
if you're not on the Henry Cavill train, go find a new train.
But you know what sucks?
Yes.
He, fun fact, is not going to be Superman
anymore.
No, he's
not. I just saw that.
Yep. So they made him whole announcement trailer. They were like, all right, cool, make it. They told him to do that, and he did it. And then they were like, actually, sorry, you're not going to be Superman.
Sorry.
Like, what? And then he made a whole statement. He's like, yep, so they had me record that, and unfortunately, they're going to go in a different direction, and no longer Superman. So that kind of blows.
That sucks. He's, honestly, I hate Superman. I think Superman's like kind of like the...
Most. Like the character itself?
Yeah. Okay. I think he's one of like the most boring of the superheroes.
Yeah. I liked the old, like, I forget if it was 60s or whatever cartoons. I liked those. After that, nothing really.
Well, because like Superman's kind of one of those things where it's like every time he dies, we're like, oh, but he's back to life because of this.
But actually, like, he's Superman. So it's like Goku, where it's just like, I would never go ahead and say Goku's a good character. He's,
no,
he's
exactly.
Not. But yeah, it's a similar thing where it's just like,
terrible father.
Worst father. I mean, I have him tattooed on me, but still, I wouldn't be like, he's a great character. I just grew up with it. But
no, exactly.
Don't listen. He wants to fight me. He wants to fight me.
But that's what I mean, though. Like, he's just like a boring character, Superman.
Yeah.
Like, nothing can kill him.
Yep.
Every time he dies, he comes back to life.
Right.
Now.
It's like,
and
when,
then even
when
he's
are you
a bad
back?
Guy, He's still boring.
Yeah.
Because, like, when he was a bad guy in Injustice, right? Injustice?
Yeah,
whatever. It was, like, kind of cool, but it was like, you can just kill everybody. Why are you having a problem with these lame-ass heroes?
Right, yeah.
Well, is why Batman, so there's that. Batman's better.
But you liked Henry Cavill's version?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I enjoyed Henry Cavill.
Yeah.
As Superman. I thought it was kind of cool. I don't like him I don't like Superman personally, but yeah. I thought Henry Cavill's version of him was fucking awesome.
And I know people complained about like, "Oh, well he's destroying the city and doing this and that." And I'm like,
"Bro, that's every fucking superhero."
Yeah, and I'm like, "Well, that's realistic. You know how fucking hard it would be? He's struggling to even fight this Zod. It's like he's struggling to even fight him. So, of course, shit's going to happen.
That's why I like The Boys."
Oh, true.
Just because, like, The Boys is kind of like one of those, is like, yeah, they're superheroes, but, like, the guy when, on the one scene when he was running in the street and the girl, like, stepped into the street and he fucking obliterated her.
Right.
And it was like, yeah, that's what would happen. It's not gonna be, oh, I'm just gonna pick you up real quick. No, you're gonna get fucking blown
like,
up.
Like, everyone's had, like, a bug or something come across their windshield when they're driving, and it's like,
your car could be a human. Hug the bug.
Yeah. It's real, Brian. You gotta think real.
I don't know.
But I always like the video too, or like the little memes where it's like when you're getting out of your 18-hour shift and you see one of the Avengers pick up your car and throw it at the villain and he misses.
There he goes. There he goes. Yep. Hulk smashed my car again.
That'd be horrible. I would not want to live in a world like that.
It's also like there's a similar meme where it's like when you get home after your 12-hour shift and you sit down on your couch and like your whole wall of your apartment gets blown off and you're like,
at that point, that's just like
you've been through it before. Yeah.
Anyway,
that's a good. Wait. Hold on. Since we were talking about Henry Cavill,
sir.
Amazon picked
up. Is selling him?
No, Amazon picked up.
They own him.
Well, kind of, because they announced that they're doing a Warhammer 40K series.
Oh, and he loves Warhammer.
Henry Cavill is going to be part of.
That's why I fucking love him.
Yeah. This dude has been jumping from fucking nerd show to nerd show. Yeah. It's just like,
I like about him though is he is a nerd.
I know.
Like he talks about the lore of Warhammer.
Did you see the one video where the he's getting interviewed and
he didn't want to go into it because he's like, you're not interested.
No, because the person who was interviewing him was just reading off questions that were given from someone else. And he's like, oh, so what do you think of like Warhammer? And then Henry Cavill said, oh, you know, the whole universe and the lore. And he starts talking about like the species.
And
then
you see the guy's like face kind of just drop.
And he's like, oh, I haven't read the lore on that species, but like I have to get into that. And he's like, what about you? And he's like, oh, that's just a question my secretary or whatever told me to ask.
I'm just an interviewer.
And then he's like, oh, okay, well, let me know if your interviewer, like your secretary, wants to talk about it. So I was like, oh, well, fuck off then.
Basically. Oh, man. Yeah, no, I love that he's an actual dork.
Yeah, like, and I think there was also a video of him going through, I don't know if it was like a store or someone's collection, but like there was like a whole like setup and he's like, oh, look at all this stuff. And he's like,
I can't even imagine what his house looks like.
I don't think it's his house. It was like someone else's.
No, I mean, but like his house. I wonder if he has like fucking like statues everywhere. I wonder if he's like Brian has like the 6-foot diva statues,
but it's just
it's Warhammer.
The Space Marine.
It's 7 feet.
Yeah, I don't know. Shout out Henry Cavill.
Actually, awesome dude. I do have a quick question though. So you guys know Gears of War?
No.
Oh yeah, I love Gears of War.
Oh yeah, you do. That's right. Yeah. Who do you think would be a great Marcus Fenix? I want to hear. Oh,
I
think Sand is coming.
Uh-oh. The Sirens.
Yeah, usually that means Santa's coming.
Oh, is that what that means?
Yeah, they
can't. Is that what your parents told you growing up?
No, that literally means that Santa's coming.
Uh-oh.
Oh, like a parade or something?
I was just saying, we can hear it pretty loud.
Are you sure somebody didn't just pass out? They're waving. Yeah, people are waving.
It's fucking Santa.
Okay. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Yeah, so sorry about the fire truck, but Santa's driving by right now.
if we go outside real quick, he'll throw us some popcorn balls.
You think so?
Oh, 100%.
Isn't it candy canes? What the fuck?
No, it's a fucking popcorn ball.
No, I remember getting handed candy canes.
I know this because when I worked at Dell in college, I was sitting in the booth and two popcorn balls hit my window and I look up and Santa's driving by with popcorn balls.
Your Santa sucks because I would not want popcorn balls.
Have you ever had a popcorn ball?
Yes.
They're fucking delicious.
I'm sorry, I just like candy canes better.
Candy canes are good, but you can get candy canes anytime. Where do you find popcorn balls?
Tell me, Brian. By making popcorn and make it into a ball.
What do you use to keep it into the ball, Brian?
I don't know.
I'm putting you on the spot right now.
I don't know.
Is it caramel?
I'm gonna be honest, I don't know.
Is it caramel?
I don't know. Some sort of sugar.
Oh, okay.
That's caramel. I had it like one or two times, and I was like, all right, whatever.
I never had it. Never heard of it.
You never had a popcorn ball? Bro.
See, you put him on the spot. What the fuck?
I can't put him on this.
He's never had it. You're talking shit about popcorn balls right now. I am agreeing with you though.
I love candy canes. I am not talking shit about popcorn balls. I'm just saying
he's
that
a fucking liar.
In my childhood, the Santa Claus and the fire truck would hand me...
he would rather a candy cane versus a pop? Did he not say that?
Me saying I'd rather doesn't mean that the popcorn balls are bad. I'm just saying that if I had a choice between
You would go for the candy cane because you think popcorn balls suck.
No, that is a horrible take.
He said that before we started recording. If we didn't even bring it up, fucking popcorn, I swear to God, you hate popcorn.
And we didn't even bring it up. He just said it. He just came right in. He opened the door. We were like, hey, Brian. He's like, I fucking hate popcorn.
It was very strange.
So I see you got Jujutsu Kaisen season 2 here.
July 2023. It's coming out. Yeah, so they showed some character designs as well. Looks sick.
Everyone is
Fushiguro.
I can't wait.
Oh, they're simping.
Everyone's simping.
Yeah, they're simping. I wish I looked like him.
That's the other thing I don't like about anime now.
What?
Every time a new antagonist comes out, everyone's on their dick.
Yeah.
Every time.
Yeah, because they make them hot. What are you gonna do?
If it makes more money,
I forgot what character they added
a little more cheek to Makima in the anime as well. Like,
you mean a little more cheek?
A little more cheek.
Yeah. Goddamn right.
They had to. Yeah. They didn't have to, but they did.
Double cheeked up on a Wednesday.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh yeah, me and Roboco.
Yep. I don't know what that is, but New Prince of Tennis, blah blah blah. Naruto and Boruto.
Fuck that. That's just them weaseling their way out of a horrible, shitty anime that they have. They're adapting a side story, right? Yeah, where they're like, let's focus on Sasuke because everyone likes Sasuke.
You like this, right? Are you keeping up with Boruto at all? I stopped.
It's fucking horrible.
Gotcha.
It's literally just science now. It's literally science and gods.
Yeah, when I saw a computer in Naruto, I was like, what the fuck is this?
Dude, that's literally what it is now.
Oh, Boruto.
They're advancing, man. But you know, like back in...
Sounds like shit.
Well, even with Naruto Shippuden, though, like, yeah, they had gods and everyone was pissed off about that. But I'm like, all right, you know, at least they had gods and they're still using like
ninjutsu. That's like mythical and stuff. Yeah, so that's
like,
kind of cool.
They were still using like, yeah, they were like wizards kind of, I guess, with their like jutsus and everything. But at least it tied together. This is just like, oh, we now have science and we don't need jutsu anymore. We could just use their fucking science.
What's the fucking point of this anymore? That's like how Vegeta became a Super Saiyan 4 with a computer. I'm like, first of all, he wouldn't fucking do this. Second of all, lame.
Oh, Vegeta's too egotistical to
right.
do it.
He'd be like, he'd fucking destroy the computer right in front of the guy.
I'll do it myself. Yeah. Fuck you.
Yeah. Very un-Vegeta-like, very un-Naruto-like.
But that's what I feel about like Boruto now. Like I stopped reading it because I'm like, it's just fucking all the main villains are fucking androids. Oh, hello.
We have a cat.
Hello.
I don't mind.
It's my fluffy cat.
I like
Sakura.
This cat, when I watch
it. She's not named after Sakura from Naruto.
It is.
Which I tease my wife Jen about because she hates Naruto. But I'm always like, oh, we named her after Sakura from Naruto.
Give a hot take.
It's the card captor. And the empty brain little girl.
But I stopped after like all of the main villains turned into like androids with godlike powers. Like there's one android in Boruto that as soon as you smell her perfume or like smell her scent, you can't touch her. And then there's another android who's her brother, where if he's touching you or if you look at him with the intent to kill, you're dead. Like the fuck is that? It's fucking stupid.
Sounds like
stupid.
They ran out of good ideas.
Exactly. I'm like, and everyone's like, it's good though. You gotta give it a chance. It's like, I did. I gave it a chance. And it still fucking sucks. Like, will I finish it?
You were keeping up with it until very recently.
Yeah, but like, I'll still finish it because I don't really like starting an anime and not finishing it. Or like, starting a manga and not finishing it. So I'll still read it. But it's just like, it's fucking garbage.
Yeah.
I don't understand how people can defend it.
To each their own.
To each their own.
She took over the show. Look at her.
I know. I was doing a little dance with her before.
Podcast only listeners, you got to check out the YouTube because we have a beautiful little cat right here.
This cat, when you were gone that one day, she was like a fucking dog.
Yeah, she is like a dog.
Dude, I took a video of her. She was like walking around me. She was trying to jump up on me.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I was like petting her and she was like grabbing my shirt, trying to climb up my shirt. I'm like,
yeah.
I can't pick you up. I'm sorry.
Please.
If me and Jen go on vacation, she gets very lonely. She's like, interaction. I need it.
Humans.
Yeah.
Mingan.
So I think that's kind of like a cop out that they're doing like a Sasuke story now.
Like, they're like something you like.
Hey, listen, Naruto and fillers. Is it a surprise? No.
That's what I had as like one of the stories. When I saw it, I got unreasonably
visceral reaction.
Yeah. Especially because he doesn't have his Rinnegan anymore. So it's like, what's the point?
I got you.
fucking
Sasuke's story, the Uchiha and the Heavenly Stardust.
I've also been seeing this a lot, by the way. Chain Soldier.
Hmm. Oh, I think they have a promo video.
Yeah, they have a promo video, and I've been seeing it a lot on that manga site that we go on. And I was actually like kind of curious about it. I was gonna start looking at it.
Nice. Speaking of shows that I haven't heard of before, but apparently got announced, was Hell's Paradise.
Okay.
I've never read it, or I haven't even heard of it, but they announced it, and it's going to be...
Did they drop a trailer, or...?
They dropped... I'm going to confirm right now.
So you can pull it up.
Yeah, there's some screenshots that someone posted. I don't know if it's from a trailer, but it will be streamed on Netflix and Crunchyroll.
Okay.
So I don't know...
Not Disney Plus?
Nope, no Disney Plus.
Damn it. Son of a bitch. Did Crunchyroll ever, like... switch everything with Funimation?
I have no clue what they did with that. I haven't noticed anything.
Yeah, I was just saying, because I saw someone post, I forgot about it for a while, and mm-hmm. I saw someone post something like, when are they going to fucking do, like, when are they going to move all the Funimation stuff?
It doesn't seem like they did anything.
Because didn't they say, like, Crunchyroll said, like, they're going to move all the Funimation stuff over to Crunchyroll?
I know they,
like, they were just, they were going to keep
Funimation.
They had
a whole list and everything, too. But, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, because I know they said, like, something like they're going to leave Funimation as itself, but they're also going to, like, if you want a Crunchyroll account, you can get the Funimation stuff on the Crunchyroll account.
I know you had to, but. At one point, you had to migrate your Funimation account to Crunchyroll. Yeah, so I don't know what they did with it. Nothing great. I don't know.
Just to confirm, there is a trailer. It is going to broadcast in April. So, I touched my accent. I started playing the trailer.
I love
it. But, yeah, there's a lot of shows that are going to be airing in April, man. Spring anime is going to be pretty lit next year.
Yeah, fall has been great this year, but yeah, it seems like spring next year. Spring end.
The only thing I hate,
I don't know how popular Hell's Paradise is, because I mean they already announced like some figures and and some plushies and stuff. I'm like,
gotta check it out.
What the fuck? Yeah, I have to start like reading it or take a look into it, because I guess it's big enough to start getting all this merch and shit, and obviously to be streamed on Netflix and Crunchyroll.
Right.
So I'm going to have to definitely look into that.
The only thing I hate about anime is I wish that they would wait for the manga to be finished. So, this way, if the manga, like, if they're taking a break or a hiatus, the anime doesn't have to stop.
Yeah.
That's why, I wish they would, wait for it to be finished. So this way, it's like, all right, it's finished, it's done, and then they can start making the anime.
I think it's fine if they adapt it starting with, two seasons worth, 80 chapters, that makes sense, because it's usually, 40, 50 chapters? No, actually, if they do 13 episodes, for My Hero at least, yeah, it was 50 chapters. It was roughly 2 per episode, but I don't know how they do that in most anime, but yeah, if it's 2 an episode, then you could get away with we'll round it up to 30 chapters a season for a 13 episode one, you know?
All right.
Yeah.
Oh, and I read your thing that you told me to read, by the way. I just remembered it. Rent a Girlfriend. It fucking sucks.
Yeah, it's not good.
What?
You told me it was good.
Wait.
No, the first season, and then I fell off.
You told me you read it. You're reading it's good.
Oh, have you been reading it?
Yes, it's fucking terrible.
I haven't been reading it.
How far have you gotten into it?
I'm fully up. I'm caught up.
I haven't been reading it.
It's fucking terrible.
Bro.
Yeah, I'm not reading it at all.
Bro, she takes a shit. He's like, oh, she's taking a shit. That's the whole thing. It's what is this?
Well, because girls don't shit.
Or she'll take a bath. You're like, oh God, she's taking a bath.
Yeah, I'm
not reading it. Did I tell you to read it?
Yes.
Maybe I said read
it. You told me
instead.
It was so good.
I never read it.
Come on.
I swear to God, you told me don't watch it. Read it.
Oh, maybe
you're it is great.
What?
Yes.
I didn't read it.
All right, just for
why would you lie to me?
Just for some context, Rent a Girlfriend started off okay.
Oh, started off great.
Yeah, and then as it went on, the fan base just kept going what is going? What is?
Maybe I just said probably read it instead,
bro. Because he's the main character is into NTR,
which is
when you watch someone else have sex and you get off.
He's a cuck.
Yeah, he's a cuck.
Please.
Yeah.
I did not. Doesn't he just watch porn?
No, but don't you remember? It was it was one of the most controversial chapters where he's having a dream of the one of the girlfriend, the one he likes. I forgot her name.
He
was dreaming about her getting banged by someone else, and he was enjoying it. Yeah,
the reason he was having a heart attack about it, because that was the girl that was the guy that he thought she liked.
The dude literally had a heart on. There was a panel of him.
The whole thing was that was her friend that he thought they were dating, and he was like, shit, I don't have a chance anymore, and he had a dream about that.
He woke up rock solid from it, though.
But yeah, no, he did.
So I guess.
But it was because
that's what I'm saying.
But it was because it was a wet dream.
But he's right, getting but he's getting off to it.
Yeah.
That's what I was saying. Like
it was more of like him getting off to seeing her naked in his dream, I think.
Mm. I mean, tweets are on him because he's a cuck. Yeah.
I know everybody just makes fun of the MC because he's a big cuck.
No, it's
he sucks anyway, but
dude, it's fucking annoying though. Like the whole like all the new chapters, like she does laundry. Like, oh, that's how she does her own laundry. It's like
I can't believe I told you to read this. I don't remember, but that's funny.
I was very upset about it.
I never read it.
Like, I'm all
I probably told you to read it instead because I started the second season
great.
And I was like,
you like read it. It is great, and I was like, okay, I'll read it. And I read it. I'm like, damn, this is good.
I never read it.
Dude, that's the funniest shit.
That
I can only imagine as Jimmy's reading it. Like,
that's
how the fuck does Dan like?
That's why I was like, that's why I was keep going
that's
with
so
it.
Funny.
I kept going with it because like, I mean, Dan likes it. It must be good for.
I
reason.
Never read it.
Jimmy's
you
like,
motherfucker.
Jimmy's like,
good.
There's got to be a point where it gets good.
That's
right?
What I was like.
Now I should just find bad anime and be like, dude, you have to read the manga.
It's fucking amazing.
So good.
But that's how I was like, oh, he thinks it's good. It must be good somewhere.
Dan,
and I'm like,
Dan's going to be that meme on the where it's like,
I never read it.
When I misspread information on the internet, and it's like the emoji, and it's like,
that's how I feel. I'm like, I guess I said it. I don't know.
Because I'm like,
oh man, bro,
that fucking, oh, I'm so upset now.
That's so
I'm
funny.
Like, you didn't tell me.
That's
to,
great.
I read this for no reason.
Maybe I heard that people enjoyed the manga.
I can't believe.
And I was like, oh, the anime isn't going great.
Is there like 200?
Yes. It's 263 chapters. I wasted my life on this.
I've read zero.
What is that?
It's the ads. I don't know, man. There's also that.
All right.
I don't know.
I'll take that.
I've read zero chapters.
Like, here, look. Watch. I'll just skip through the end, and you can see the end. Like, oh, welcome back. Oh, he fucking goes crazy.
I don't know who these people are. Oh, that's... No,
I have to go take a shit. He's like, oh. Like, what is this?
That's shit.
All right, literally. Rent a Girlfriend, not recommended by Jimmy and a lot of other fans, so don't worry.
Yeah. No, dude, the whole comment section,
a lot of
like, what the fuck is this?
Thought it fell off, though.
Well, even Comey can't communicate.
It fell off?
Yeah, dude, bad.
What, in the manga?
It's not, the manga's not that good.
From what?
Well, not that good, or like, they fucked it up?
I can have a little bit of input on this because because my coworker reads like weekly, and I ask him, like, oh, how is it? Because Comey can't communicate. It's like over 300 chapters.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Yeah, and it's I'm like, big. Damn. Has the manga cut just not
still
run
can't
out,
communicate? Like,
yeah. What is going on here? And you know, sometimes he's told me that it starts dragging out a little bit. But
yeah.
Then, like,
okay. Makes sense.
A new character will be introduced and it kind of like spruces things up.
The
but
thing I have a problem
it's just
with.
Being, he's saying it's kind of being drawn out too long.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's the problem.
Yep. And the problem I have is like, there's a new character. I'm not gonna tell you anything about the new character. But sorry.
No,
but they look just like Comey.
Oh, okay.
And it fucking pisses me off.
Oh, blonde Comey, right?
Dude, literally. Yeah. It's literally like they were like, I don't know.
I guess on purpose though, probably.
Well, it is on purpose.
Yeah, but they're like, I can't make another face. Let's just make up.
No, it's probably supposed to be like a struggle, I guess. Like, which haircut do it?
I don't know. Yeah. Have you read up?
Oh, I'm caught up.
Okay. So I forgot her name in the manga, but there's a character where everybody complains about the manga's drawings to not be like accurate, or they kind of change over time. There's a character where her eyes are like getting wider and wider apart. You know what I'm talking about? Like, people make fun of it. They're like,
even Comey though.
In the manga, like when she was introduced, her eyes were kind of like in like normal, and like as it's gone on, you can kind of see like they kind of are like going a little like not
even like
not
even
crazy,
like Comey
but,
though.
You can notice
they're like
like Comey's eyes are like here now.
It is
great.
Really funny.
And I feel like if I made a manga, I would do that. Like, start, like fucking like
just subtle changes.
Like, yeah, like a little subtle change. Like a bigger mouth every now and then.
And
or like
just,
a bigger gap in
reset.
Their teeth. Like just like make a bigger gap in their teeth.
Yo, what?
And then just like one day just put it back.
What was up with chapter 70? Like, what the fuck?
Dude, that'd be so awesome to make a manga and then like it's like maybe 200
subtly
chapters
fucking
long,
fans.
And then like finally a fan goes to like a Q&A at a con and they're like, why was it in chapter 163 that
their face is 5 centimeters apart?
No, the MC had 6 fingers. Like, oh, well, I'm glad finally someone noticed this.
Or you have like someone who's like really dedicated, like, why was their eyes 2 inches apart in this manga and then 500 chapters later, 6 inches apart?
That's very drastic.
And the manga is like, well,
that's like versus
my drawing style. My drawing style has just changed over time, guys. You don't get it.
Her field of vision is crazy.
Oh, man. You got anything
else? 360 view.
Because I got to wrap it up.
Yeah.
I got a grocery shop.
I got one here. It's Ayakashi Triangle. Got a trailer and key visual.
But we don't know what that is.
It is set to broadcast on January 9th in next year. So pretty soon. Yeah, I'm not too sure what it is either. So
that's why I didn't put it on there.
Well, yeah, but you know, maybe someone out there does know what it is and they're happy that it's getting an anime. So I'm going to mention it. All right. I'm not sure. Oh, Spy Family. That's the next big one we have to talk about. Season 2 confirmed for next year. And movie.
Yes.
They're doing a movie as well.
Yeah.
Which, that's fucking awesome. And I wonder...
Is the movie going to be like part of the storyline?
I don't know if it's confirmed to be like part of the story. I'm going to say no because the first season is pretty much up to, I want to say midway where... Like I guess around like the 40s. The 40s chapter, because it's only up to 72, like I said, currently.
Really?
So the anime kind of caught up pretty good. So I'm assuming the next season's just, I don't even know.
Spy Family's only 72.
Unless they just release the, I'm surprised they're doing one next year, but yeah.
Yeah, the...
Holy shit, I thought Spy Family was a little further.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, Spy Family Season 2 has been confirmed.
They were just like, nah, this is it. We got it.
The fucking authors are going to be like, shit, they're catching up. Fuck,
well,
shit.
They said sometime in 2023. So I'm assuming it's going to be fall again.
Yeah.
Because they're going to need time for the manga to
try and get And space. Then I guess the special could be an original story because, yeah, to give them a break.
Yeah, it was confirmed that the movie will be an original story written by Endo. So,
cool.
Original story. Okay. I would hope it's in theaters.
The holidays? Thing they said
no or I no? mean this was the they're in a plane, so I don't know if they take a trip somewhere, but this is
Anya's
the
first vacation.
I mean, but I hope it's in theaters.
I love the dog.
I would love it to be in theaters. Yeah, just because why not, you know? Yeah. Spy Family's popular enough. I'm sure they can make some money off of you know,
oh for sure.
Like a week or two in the theaters,
definitely.
I love the dog.
Oh, Bond.
Yeah. Borf.
Hell yeah.
That's what I love about it. It's just like, it's not even like, at least the you best. Get like a real dog bark, but like it's Borf.
He always knows just what to say.
Boof. And then
he's right.
Yep.
Other than that, I haven't really gotten any other big names that they talked about. I don't know if there's anything on the website.
No, I closed it out because we talked on like all the big ones.
Yeah, I was telling you guys about Berserk.
Bleach is continuing for Bleach fans.
Bleach fans?
Yeah, I don't
that's
the taste myself, but yeah.
It's too soapy.
Tastes like death, yeah.
Yeah, and then I mentioned it yesterday, but Jimmy, since you weren't here,
yes.
Horikoshi for My Hero. He said that his little paragraph or his little note he wrote.
Show me.
No. He just basically said like, oh, I predicted that the manga would end around this time last year, and I'm still going. And he was just explaining that, oh, it's not because I tried to, you know, expand the story or I had more ideas. It's just it's taken longer than I thought. So
Sounds like he expanded his story and had more ideas.
I mean, listen,
I just didn't
don't know 100%, but
he probably still had the same end goal in mind, but he was like, oh, there's more stuff I got to put in to reach there.
Well, that's why, like, as I'm reading it, I was sitting there and like I got to a point where I'm like, there's no way he's going to finish this.
Right.
Like unless it's just like everyone dies. Like, there's no way it's gonna like
unless
finish.
He makes it bad.
The way I see it is that his story is still set on pace, but it's just that maybe, you know, as he's drawing the panels, maybe he just started adding too much, like maybe he's just adding a lot of detail into each panel or like a lot of the action.
Well,
sequences.
What I mean is like,
again, it's just taking longer than he thought.
Well, what I meant by that is like, I feel like there's gonna be a lot more to it because now, like, at first it was like, oh, they're like, now it's gonna be like close to the. Like, you know, the ending. But I'm like, now that they're adding more to it, I'm like, oh, shit, there's going to be a lot more that they have to go through now. Because, like, things are, like, now starting to expand and move around more.
Yeah.
And I'm like, they got a lot that they have to. They still haven't even gone back to the whole, like, main part. They're still, like, doing the side parts still.
Yeah, they're starting to, though. They are starting. Are you caught up?
Yeah, but okay. No spoilers.
Yeah, no spoilers.
Well, that's why I wasn't gonna use names or anything.
Yeah, I'm not gonna say names either. But I feel like they are starting to get together.
Yeah, no,
you know why? So
am I fully caught up? But yeah, go ahead.
But yeah,
are you fully caught up?
Are you?
I will find out.
We're gonna right see here and wait. We're gonna look at you, Dan.
Hurry up,
Marshall.
Hurry up.
Sorry for all the
Jujutsu Kaisen an hour ago.
Yeah, I know. I gotta catch up on Jujutsu Kaisen.
Excellent.
It's good.
I think I'm caught up.
It's so funny. Like, I feel like Jujutsu Kaisen is just very like.
I am caught up. Yeah,
it's on a nice like. It doesn't decrease at all. Like in like how it
it's pacing. I would say it got slow.
Not the pacing, but just like interest.
No,
you know what I mean. Like
there was one point I lost a little bit of interest.
Really? Yeah, a little dip for me.
I got pissed at one point, and I was like, "This fucking sucks."
But I know it will be fine. Adapted. I know, like,
yeah,
like the way they'll put it together, I'm like, it'll be a lot better in the anime.
I got over what I got pissed off about because it was like one of those, like, it just pissed me off at the time because I was like, what's the point of doing this if you're just gonna do this? I think you know what I'm talking about.
I was gonna say, we won't say it on the podcast, but tell me when we're done. Yeah. So, but I don't have anything else to cover. I don't know if there was anything, that you wanted to add or
just go touch grass.
Just all right,
just be safe though,
just be safe,
don't get caught.
And candy canes over popcorn bowls.
Not like that. Nope.
You're wrong.
All right. Well, yep. That's it for me.
You can't believe you're signing.
I looked at Dan because I'm like, oh, you're going to do the
outro. No, you're in the middle.
I am the host. That's right.
I thought you were looking at Dan because he's like, I can't believe you got fucking in front of me with the popcorn bowls again.
No, I fucked up. But thanks, guys, for watching and listening, and we'll catch you on the next episode. Have a good day.
Later.
See ya.